What's the matter with him? And you completely forget that guy, because he's in that room with you and so very, very close, that he is actually stuck on this boat sitting in the middle of the ocean. And it's a bit of a crazy situation. But please, we're not asking for sympathy or anything like that, because, you know, if we didn't like it that much, we wouldn't be here, we'd leave. But just a little bit of understanding that if we do get fed up occasionally, then try not to get too angry with us and that sort of thing. Only for about the last 4 days, we haven't been able to see any land at all, and you're just and the sea has been flat. And we're all, honestly, funny as it may sound, we're all looking forward very much to the next storm, because at least when we have a storm, we'll know there's a bit of action, the boat rocks up and down. But right now, it's just complete doldrums. And in the old days, when all ships were propelled by wind and there were no engines or anything, when they used to get into the doldrums, all the sailors used to go absolutely balmy, because the ship would just be stuck in the same place for about a week or something like that. Well, of course, this ship is stuck in the same place for months and months and months. But even so, it's funny when the sea is absolutely like glass and there's just a mist hangs over and everything and you can't see land, and you just look out, and whichever way you look, it looks just exactly the same, just like being in a dark room at night time. And in daytime, I don't know, it's just like looking at nothing. Anyway, it all makes it to be a little bit difficult to be happy every night. So if I or any of the other guys on board do sound a little fed up, then don't be niggly with us, will you? Will you? Will you? No, okay. That's about all I wanted to say. Only another scene is the tender. When at the moment, the tender has gone up to Caroline North to supply with some oil and water. If you're listening up there, fellas on board, hope everything's all right with you. And hope you get your oil and water on board okay. But for us down here, it means we haven't got a tender for about a week. And really, when you go 7 days without any new letters or any contact with shore, then, you know, you do start to get a little bit depressed and you start to think too much and you start to think bad things and all that sort of thing. All your worries become mountains instead of molehills. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know all about that. So maybe during the next week, and I'll have been on here a month by the end of next week, which is quite a long time. And before that, I had 5 days leaving Amsterdam, which goes like 5 minutes. So if I do get a bit down one night next week, then don't be too angry with me, because though you now know all the reasons, okay? Anyway, here's a lovely record to wish you luck with your exams next week. And don't forget, very soon you'll be able to forget the whole thing and go home for Chrissy. Hey! Little kiss. Mm-hmm. One for one, please. Thank you very much. Heather Walker's now with the sun, ain't gonna shine anymore.